Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
There's these guys, you guys have been around this sport so long, you're going to know what I'm saying. It's an elite world, right? And so when you work in this elite world, you get used to that level of eliteness. And then there's these guys that are just special. They have something different that when you're around them, there's a level of excellence that makes you want to live up to that. And that's where the guys like Tom Brady come in. Mac has that. The talent level at the NFL level is the big question for Mac. But the intangible side, the things that people don't get a chance to measure in this world that we live in full of stats and rankings.
That is Denny Thompson. He's from the Six Points Academy, quarterback trainer for Mac Jones. He said that the last time he was on the program. And since Mac Jones is now a member of the New England Patriots, we thought it would be a great opportunity to get Denny back on the program. And he joins us live right now on the Harbor One Hotline. Denny, thanks for joining us again. We appreciate it.
I've never been a Patriots fan before, so I'm enjoying my first day as a Patriots fan.
There you go.
Now, welcome to the nation.
Nice. We
send you a hat.
Now, did you always hate the Patriots? Is this kind of strange for you, or?
I'm not a fan of anybody. I'm a fan of our guys. So, down here in Jacksonville, there's still some Miles Jack wasn't down. No complainers. That whole thing. But when you've been as bad as what we've been here in Jacksonville the last couple of years, you kind of survive it.
Yeah, you might be a little better off now, I think. So there are a lot of differing opinions on your guy, Mac Jones. One thing people seem to agree on, he's more NFL ready than most of these other quarterbacks, but maybe a lower ceiling. Is that a fair assessment?
No, I don't think it is. I don't think it is at all, because I think the NFL game has played so much between the years nowadays that I don't think that there is necessarily a ceiling that anybody can identify until, especially in a fit. This is a perfect fit, right? Like this in a fit that now he's with another elite coach who can throw everything that he wants to throw at anybody at Mac. I don't think that's a fair assessment at all. I would say this. I think of all the quarterbacks drafted, not named Trevor Lawrence, I think he's got the highest floor. I think you could say that, but I don't think we know what Mac Jones' ceiling is.
Yeah, see, Danny, we've heard a lot now that he's obviously been drafted. Saw some things today, story about him when he was, scout team quarterback, lighting up the D, and Saban got pissed, and he said, tell your defense to stop it, Or when he's coaching a sorority flag football team, he's getting tossed out of games. So there seems to be this fire that when you look at him, you don't really see. Do you know that side of him, I'm guessing. You have any other stories about it?
Man, I'll tell you this. In the training space, we rarely get to see that. We get to see guys that you see they work hard, right? You see that they're elite because of how hard they work, but rarely do we get to see competitiveness. Now, what happened with Mac is during the quarantine last year, we had quite the group in. We had a great group. Mac was, you could tell from the time that he walked in, he had a plan. There was that part of it. Once he started going, it's hard to see the dog in guys when they're just throwing on air, but you could see it in Mac right away. With other elite guys, with other NFL and SEC talent guys, Mac just worked differently than the rest of them. And he's you don't have to tell him, he's going to be the hardest critic on himself, sometimes to a fault. And I think you probably have seen some of those stories at Alabama where they had to get him to kind of calm down at times because he'd get so mad at himself. Competitiveness is not going to be a concern with Mac Jones. People made the Tom Brady comparison a long time ago. That's another area that you probably could look at the two of them and make a comparison. He's almost maniacal when it comes to winning.
Denny, I had a chance to speak with Jim Nagy and some other folks who talked about how smart he is. And, like, you know, that he's basically taught the Alabama playbook to Bill O'Brien, that he was the hardest worker, that he was there late at night, had his, you know, was in the library past midnight when Jim Nagy was locking up at the Senior Bowl. So is this a matter of his work ethic, or is he just really, really smart, or is it just a combination therein that makes him somebody that would be a dream for Belichick because he gets it between the ears?
Yeah, I think it's a combination of everything. You know, one thing that Mac is very organized. They've had a plan as a family. His family's an amazing family. And they've had a plan as a family since he was in high school. And that's the reason why he never left Alabama, why he ended up at Alabama, is that was all part of his plan. And so he's really, really organized. So when you get a guy with an insane work ethic, who's organized and very, very smart, you usually you're going to have success. I don't know how smart Mac is because I'm not smart enough to know that. Like, he's that type of guy where I will readily admit that he is a much more intelligent person than I am. And so, to speak on how intelligent he is, I'd have to bump up my intelligence a little bit. But no, I've heard all the things too about the ceiling and about, you know, he's the boring quarterback and he's the guy. That's not the case. You guys got a fiery competitor who's going to be able to run whatever he wants to run week one. And he's going to have to adjust to the NFL game. There's going to be some adjustments. But between the years is not one of those adjustments. So y'all are going to have a blast with Mac Jones.
Denny Thompson is the quarterback trainer for Mac Jones with other quarterbacks as well. Game has changed, as you know, Denny. And most quarterbacks in this league right now use their legs to extend a play. He's more, at least they tell us, if we're comparing him to Tom Brady, more of that old school guy back in the pocket. Are we underrating the fact that he can't run? Can he do some of that?
You're probably not. No, you're probably not underrating. he's not going to win any athletic contests. He's more mobile than what Tom Brady was and is. But, you know, I think the tennis background that they have as a family, you can see that he's very good at quick, explosive movements, at finding space and making up space. And one of the things that's really rarely talked about is spatial recognition is knowing where I can move and how I get there. What's the quickest way to get there? And he's very good at that. And also, I think that makes up for some of the athleticism that he lacks in. So unless it's just like a defensive end barreling down on him and he's got to outrun him or he's trying to get to the sticks or something like that, I don't think you're going to look at him and go, man, that is one unathletic guy. And like I said, unless he just gets in a foot race with someone.
Were you surprised then? Because I saw like 4.83, you know, and there was like a vertical and there was comparisons to a guy like Baker Mayfield. And we sat there and said, well, those measurements, he looked a little more athletic than maybe we had heard.
I think we learned this year how badly we actually do need the combine.
yeah.
I've never seen so many 4.3 and 4.4 times in my life.
Yeah.
I've never seen so many guys jump 42 inches in my life. Like, I think he is much he's not a plus 5 flat guy. He's under 5 flat. He is much more athletic than what people think. It's just this position has changed so much. It used to be that your best athlete did not play quarterback, and now they do.
So now
sub 4.6 is the norm.
Yeah, right. So you're talking about the fiery competitor that he has. And I know last night he's probably saying all the right things, right? He walks into a locker room with Cam Newton, with Jared Stidham, and he said, you know, he's going to learn everything else. But we were talking before, like, I kind of want this kid to walk in and say, nah, this is my job. I don't really – do you think he's intimidated by a guy like Cam Newton?
No, I don't think so. I think he will use that experience that Cam has to his advantage, and he'll get every drop out of Cam Newton that he can of knowledge. But I haven't talked to Mac. I texted him last night just saying congratulations. But I'm sure he's already bugging all the coaches about the playbook, and he's got his eyes set on getting on that field in Foxborough.
I mean, you know, obviously he goes to Alabama and he works with one of the most notoriously hardworking, hard-edged coaches in Nick Saban. And now he makes his way to somebody who could be comparably, if not even grumpier, in Bill Belichick. Does he respond? You know, seems like an upbeat guy, but does he respond to hard coaching like that?
Well, here's the thing. This would be fun. Go do some research on his high school coach. His high school coach makes both of them seem jolly. yeah, his high school coach is a Hall of Fame coach. He actually just passed away last year by the name of Corky Rogers.
Corky?
One of the best coaches in the country, and very similar to Nick Saban. So he ran a wing T in high school with a team that won, you know, 11 state championships as a school. And this coach is, like I said, both of those guys seem like Santa Claus jolly compared to what his high school coach was. So I think he's very well prepared for what he's going to get with Bill Belichick.
All right, so you tell us how smart he is, how he can process, how he can do all of these things. You know the difference of the level he has been playing and the level he will be playing. Can he start in the NFL right out of the gate?
I think he can. I don't know enough about, you know, the roster situation. I know that there was some levels to be desired at the skill position up in New England last year. So I don't know, you know, what you guys have done to fix that. I think he will be one of those guys that's going to – he's going to need, you know, a couple go-to guys. He's going to need a couple of guys that he's very, very comfortable with to adjust to the speed of the game. But, you know, again, and I hate to keep repeating myself, I don't think there's anything at all that they're going to throw at him schematically that he is unprepared for or won't take any time at all to learn it. So I think as long as the speed of the game and as long as he understands those hashes being different are a big deal, man. And as long as he understands what that does and all that kind of stuff and catches on, I think he'll be fine. I think he'll be fine to be a starter pretty quickly.
All right, Danny, we got a pitcher up here with the Red Sox that complained about the cold and said he's never had to buy a jacket before. So how's Mac Jones in the snow?
I don't know. Hey, listen, I don't know how I am in the snow. Much less him. I don't know. We chose to live down here. He's got to get used to it, though.
Yeah, and I don't know, did you ever catch last year, Denny, some of the receivers that have gone now that also had gone previously in the NFL draft? And, of course, I mean, anybody can look NFL-worthy and be a first-rounder, it seems, when you're throwing to talent like Ruggs and Judy, and now obviously this year with Waddle and Smith. But they all vouched for Mac Jones over Tua. Is that as much an indictment on Tua, or is that just because they love Mac and there's something about him?
Yeah, I thought the whole process that was a funny analysis by people about talking about the talent at receiver. And to your point, yep, every one of them will vouch. And I don't think it's anything against Tua because Tua was highly effective and very accurate as a thrower. But the thing I kept going back to was people talked about how great they were. But if you go look at the other quarterbacks, you go look at Clemson, you go look at BYU and Ohio State, North Dakota State, there was as big of a gap in talent in their schedule with who they were playing as there was with Alabama and the SEC. I mean, if you go look at Ohio State and who they played in North Dakota State is Alabama of the FCS world, there's a huge gap in talent between their receivers and DBs. And not one time did you see a ball that people really had to make an adjustment with on that. So I don't put a whole lot into that. I think everybody was on a level playing field. I think Mac just executed at an insanely high level for the entire year, really.
Denny, you know how it works. He was asked a question last night about the DUI he had in his freshman year, and I thought his answer was interesting. He said, it may be a better person, so I'm kind of glad it happened. And he talked about how more mature he is. I don't know when you started working with him. Have you seen this maturation process?
He's always been pretty mature. So I've known Mac since Mac was in middle school. I've really only worked with Mac the last year and a half or so. But he's always been a really mature guy. But I will tell you this, as you guys get to know him, I think you'll realize statements like that there's a lot of truth to, because he's very intentional about everything. And so if something happens that I think a lot of people would have a negative reaction to, he is truly going to look into the lessons that can be learned from that. And he's going to be intentional with every single thing that he does, every single minute of the day. So I think while a lot of people would say that, we would all go, yeah, whatever, okay, sure. I think he really means it. I think the last year, especially with the spotlight on Alabama and knowing, you know, how big that spotlight is, I think he has become a much more mature man.
All right, Denny, again, as always, we appreciate it. Welcome to the Patriot family. We're glad you're in the fan base now.
Yeah, go Pats.
There we go.
Thanks, Denny.
That is Denny Thompson from Six Points Academy. Our coverage of the NFL draft is presented by Zooty. Build any application your company needs in just 1 week. Get your free trial today. Visit Zooty.com for details.